Okay, so in Revi of Pinchas, we have special prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu instead of Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Vayadaber Moshe el Hashem Leimor. Right, as Rashi notes, that Moshe really wanted an answer right away, Leimor. It was very much on his mind, and this is, as Rashi goes on to say, one of the simanim of the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, that, you know, Be'ez Tiraso, right, Alei El Har Avarim Hazaz. So we have Moshe's death already being referenced. He's Meniach Tzracha Ve'osek B'Tzarchei Tzipor. And so this is really fascinating. It's the first transition that we have in terms of the leadership of Klal Yisrael, and I think it becomes a typological transition in terms of the kind of leadership that we look for. So I'd like to try to explain what I think is like a little bit of a dialectical, you know, phenomenon with respect to leadership in general, you know, how Yehoshua represents a kind of a paradigm, and how we go about achieving the kind of a balance between these two dialectical forces. So, you know, one of them is, as is referenced here, Yivkod Hashem Elokei HaRuchos L'chol Basar Ish Al HaYidah. So Rashi notes, Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar, right? And this is a reference to what, you know, we have later on. Kach L'chos Yehoshua Ben Nun Ish Asher Ruach Bo Yachol Leilech Keneged Rucho Shol Kolachas V'achas Galoi V'yadu L'fanecha, right? She'ein Da'ato, She'ein, you know, Shavin B'Da'osan, etc., that they have, you know, differences of, you know, personality and predilection. And you need somebody who's able to be sovel kol echad ve'echad, you know, bedatel, yachol eilech keneged rucho shel kol achas ve'achas. So one quality of leadership is, you know, a certain kind of agility and flexibility and the capacity to meet people, you know, where they are. You know, but meidach kisa, as Moshe references here, you know, asher yetzi lifneim v'asher yavol lifneim v'asher yotzeim v'asher yaviim v'los yadas Hashem katzon asher ein lahem ro'eh. You don't want them all scattered in different directions. And that's a dialectical factor, right? Because on the one hand, right, yachol leilech keneged rucho shel kol achas v'achas, you can end up going in every direction. So the leader also has to be me'ached or me'aged. So it's very rare to have those two things, you know, come together. So how exactly do you achieve this balance? I think that this balance is achieved in really two different ways, which Yehoshua personified. And again, it's the Dorei Doros. It becomes the paradigmatic, you know, form of leadership for Klal Yisrael. Yehoshua, you know, as is alluded to here by Moshe, Asher Yetzei Lifneihem V'Asher Yavo Lifneihem, when there's an ethic of, you know, acharai, of a person, you know, who puts themselves out there and is moser nefesh, so people tend to respect that. So even if in private conversations and dealing with people on an individual basis, you know, yachol eilech keneged rucho shel kol achas ve'achas, right, if everybody independently trusts you, so then when a national decision has to be made, you're much more likely to get, you know, a kind of a collective buy-in. So I think that's one element. The other element is referenced by the Ramban, you know, Vitzavis Yehoshua v'chazkeu v'amtzeyu, so, you know, which is very similar to the pasuk here, v'tziviso soleneim. So the Ramban is referring to the pasukim at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Vitzavis Yehoshua v'chazkeu v'amtzeyu. So Vitzavis Yehoshua, the Sifrei says, you know, b'dvar Talmud. The other thing which, of course, unifies the Jewish people, ki ish echad b'lev echad, is the Torah itself, hakel ha'sa'am, anashim v'anashim v'atav. So when you have a leader who embodies Torah, as Yehoshua did, you know, uniquely did, v'agisa bo yomam v'alayla, you know, the Gemara Menachos Tzadites, the chavivos of Devei Torah al Yehoshua, misharso Yehoshua binu na'ar lo yamish mitocha ho'el, so that not only inspires confidence, as we spoke about, asher yetzei lifneihem v'asher yavo lifneihem v'asher yotzeim v'asher yaviim, but the fact that he's a personification and an ambassador of Torah, which by definition, you know, morasha kilas Yaakov has the capacity to bind the Jewish people together. You know, last week we talked about, you know, that being the Ramban's interpretation of the pasuk. Hin am levadad yishkon v'agoyim lo yischashav, right? Torah achas lahem, mishpat echad lahem, goy echad heim, right? That they're not just a motley crew, but they're really a unified people. So all of that is really, you know, captured in essence by the Torah and by Yehoshua's capacity to embody the Torah. So if you ask me again, you know, how do you achieve this dialectical balance between yachol eilech keneged rucho shel kol achas ve'achas mitzad echad and meidach gisa, you know, v'los yadas Hashem katzon asher ein lahem ro'eh, you know, going in every direction possible. It's the personal example of courage and bravery, right? Chazak ve'ematz, that's the phrase that we most often associate with Yehoshua. So that's very important, that people trust him. They see that he's, you know, not, you know, cowering, lo kederach malchei umos ha'olam, as Rashi notes, but, you know, rather with personal courage, halanu atayim letzareinu. And Moshe had kind of created the mold for that as well in terms of the battle of Sichon and Og. And then again, you know, beyond just the personal example of courage, which Yehoshua had already demonstrated, you know, back in Amalek, battle against Amalek, Bechar Lanu, Bechar Anashim, Vitzei Lachem Amalek, etc. You know, there's this idea of embodying the Torah. So I think those are the two answers, really. You need both. Each one of them is necessary. Neither one of them is sufficient on their own. You know, to achieve the proper balance between Yachal Leilich Keneged Rucho Shekol Achas V'Achas and Katzon Asher Ein Lahem Roa. Now, there's an interesting point of disagreement here between Rashi and the Ramban. You know, Rashi says, you know, Vitzavis Yoshua or Vitzivisos Oleneim, that this is a reference to, you know, Dash Atarchanim Heim, you know, Sarvanim Heim, you know, V'Almanas Kein Ata, you know, Mekabelosam, Rashi's idea that, you know, the Tanai is that, you know, you have to understand that they're going to give you a very hard time. So Ramban says, you know, Lo Yafe, Lo Menumas, that this is not something you would say publicly. Ritziviso so leinehem, right? This is something that should be communicated, probably, but privately. So the Ramban takes a different approach. Ritziviso so leinehem. Frankly, he thinks, you know, at the end is, he says, you know, lefidati bipshadakas of tam ritziviso so leinehem hu aminoi shiimano so bimamadam lios nagid aleim, that there's actually a public appointment. Okay. But leaving that aside for a second, you know, when he rejects Rashi, he writes something very fascinating. V'tziviso so leinayim, she'tzavenu b'mitzvas ha'nagid v'ashofit, ki bavor hayoso l'rosh, yafkidem b'yado, v'yazirenu lihishtadil me'od b'nyanam, that he would have to exert himself enormously on their behalf. Lios nilcham milchamos Hashem, v'yahu amotzi v'amevi osam, lizar b'dvar ha'mishpat v'zaroi lios leinayim, k'dei she'yiv techubo v'yishmo ilav, ki yedu, people would know that he would never be corrupt. He would be a person whose integrity was beyond reproach. It's a fascinating idea, a fascinating insight into the people's trust in Yehoshua, that if Moshe would tell Yehoshua in front of the people, basically, you know, do everything possible for these people, right? Be zahir in their inyanim harbe, and, you know, be very, very careful in terms of Torah, and be very, very careful to do everything that they need and to fight on their behalf, so then Yehoshua would never, you know, do anything less, because the people's perception of Yehoshua was, you know, semper fidelis to Moshe, you know, just a person who's, you know, loyalty to Moshe was such that he would just never violate Moshe's ratzon, ki chein siva oso rabo, which I think is a fascinating idea in its own right, and part of the reason that Yehoshua could be selected, because the people had confidence that, you know, his loyalty to Moshe was, you know, something that was beyond question, right? That Adoni Moshe Klaim, we've spoken about that in the past, to a fault, right? And as such, you know, the people would have a profound sense of trust in Yehoshua that he would carry out Moshe's will, which of course was, you know, as expressed here, Vayedaber Moshe El Hashem Lemor, you know, Yivkod Hashem Elokei Abasar, Elokei Ruchos Lechol Basar, Ish Al Hayda, to carry out Moshe's will, which is of course to take care of the Jewish people as much as is humanly possible.